This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Abraham Lincoln was born 200 years ago today, if the historians have it right, but there's a possibility they don't, even a sliver of doubt about who was really his father. John McKenzie, a former Sebastopol resident, now living, farming, and practicing wine industry law near Sacramento, has used that historical shadow as the springboard for his debut novel, which he titled The Lincoln Secret.
There was one core mystery, and that was the historical theory or different idea that Abraham Lincoln had a different father other than Thomas Lincoln, that he was the illegitimate child of Abraham Enlow, who got Nancy Hanks, Abraham Lincoln's mother, pregnant. I had come across some of those stories in some general Lincoln research, and I kept not finding it in any history books.
There are no existing birth records or other documents to prove or disprove that idea, which was the source of considerable speculation in the late 1800s, but has never been taken seriously by Lincoln historians. McKenzie did find it mentioned in a rare 19th century book that he tracked down via the internet.
And when I read that book, I thought to myself, well, how come this theory and this whole oral history is not out there in textbooks? And that's where the idea came to write a modern-day mystery adventure novel exploring that lost history as well as a lot of others about Abraham Lincoln.
His novel uses history as texture, McKenzie says, without necessarily accepting or rejecting the obscure ideas it incorporates. Even so, he hopes the book will contribute to the renewed upwelling of interest in our 16th president.
It may be just one point, a minutia in the bigger story of Abraham Lincoln, but it's still relevant to understanding where Abraham Lincoln came from and what his life was like at that time, that his family might have had a reason to cover up his true father. And it reminds us of a different era when being an illegitimate child was a bad mark against you. But it's also really relevant for what it tells us about history itself, that you should never accept history as factual simply because you read it in a history book. Until you find your way all the way to a source document or the real evidence that the historian used, you really don't know for sure what the truth is.
Since he began researching and writing his novel almost 6 years ago, McKenzie says there has been an amazing proliferation of interest in the Lincoln Enlow question.
When I started this, there was almost no mention of this alternate theory out there in the internet. Right now, if you do a search for Abraham Enlow and Lincoln, or just Abraham Enlow by himself, you'll find a lot of references, some blog entries, a couple of web pages. A museum is opened in North Carolina devoted to this.
All this new interest sometimes generates heated debate among Lincoln scholars and accusations of attempting to tarnish Honest Abe's historical stature. But McKenzie says he hoped to do just the opposite.
That storyline could be considered to demean him, but it does just the opposite. It elevates him because it gives us another example of what Abraham Lincoln had to overcome to be president. Not only was he born to a poor family and illiterate parents, he had to overcome that hard-working life on a farm, but in addition to all that, he had to avoid the stigma of being illegitimate. It just gives us another reason to admire him.
Even though The Lincoln Secret was published right in time for the former president's bicentennial, McKenzie is already thinking ahead about a possible sequel. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB.